The Anthropology Club at the College of Western Idaho has just wrapped up a second year of mapping petroglyphs in southern Idaho. These pictures, carved into rocks by ancient peoples, are found at Celebration Park near Melba on the Snake River. Nikki Gorrell leads the Anthropology and Geography Department at the College of Western Idaho. That's where she's the advisor for the Anthropology Club, and she's overseeing the petroglyph project. Gorrell says the pictures are at risk from erosion and vandalism. They've never been systematically recorded before this project. CWI students are documenting the glyphs through photographs and by sketches, and this morning Gorrell tells our Samantha Wright that the area near Melba has been continuously inhabited for thousands of years.
What we would call the archaic Indians, or what are now called the Great Basin peoples, so the Paiute, the Shoshone, the Bannock, were all coming through those areas for many, 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 many generations. And so what we're looking at there is an area that would have evidently been a nice place to camp out for a while these small nomadic bands are moving, following their food resources. Those are the people that were there. And of course, those people are still with us in and around the area. For example, Duck Valley Indian Reservation, the people that live there are invested in that area. And it's not uncommon to have modern native peoples come and spend time with the petroglyphs. For many of them, this is a sacred site. And that's all the more reason that we are really respectful of not trying to interpret what these symbols may mean, because in fact, what they may mean to one group of Paiute may be different than what the Shoshone may perceive them or the Bannock may perceive them. And so the Euro-American perception, it's just a great example of how so much of this is a cultural bias in terms of how we interpret things. So these are things that we might speculate about, we'll never really, really know. And that's why, you know, we're out there recording, sketching, photographing, and members of the public will come up. And the biggest question we get asked after, "What are you doing?" is, "What do they mean?" And it's like, well, we don't know what they mean, but we're definitely keen to record them before they're lost to erosion and whatever else. So that's why we look at this as a legacy project. I mean, our goal is to create this database, a record of which years from now, not only scholars, but students and the public and anyone else can access this body of information and learn about what we recorded.
How do you map rocks?
Basically, you're sweeping through an area and you're just looking for not only petroglyphs, but you're looking for any kind of what we would call cultural features. Basically, how we do that is it's all hands on deck, and you spread out about 10 feet from each other, all in a line, and you start at one end, and you just walk slowly, then you turn around and you walk back the other way. Then once we spot them, we basically flag them with the GPS units. This boulder has one, and then we don't see another one for, you know, whatever, 20 feet, then this one has one. And then we start putting students right on those boulders right away. First thing they do is fill out their paperwork. So they get the coordinates, they get all of that mapped right away. And then we start the laborious process of getting out all the grid string, photographs, and then of course the sketching, which takes the longest amount of time.
What do you hope that people can take away from your research? What are you hoping that people will learn from what you're doing out in the field?
I hope that people gain an appreciation not only for the natural world that these petroglyphs exist in that broader context, but also how important it is to record and to protect our cultural heritage and be able to provide a base foundational knowledge for future researchers and students and the public and anyone else who's interested in learning about these, because who knows if in a few hundred years they're going to be around. So it's an important data collection, you know, but I hope that it's more meaningful to people when they actually go out on site and really understand more about that cultural heritage that we all share.
And that's Nikki Gorrell talking with our Samantha Wright. And again, Gorrell is leading a College of Western Idaho project to map the ancient petroglyphs at Celebration Park near Melba on the Snake River.